Well, up next, the price of wheat in Chicago has reached record highs, and the soybean contracts seem to represent a world price for that commodity. We'll have a report on the disconnect between the futures market and the cash price for wheat and soybeans in the Midwest. Exchanges, like the Chicago Board of Trade, work to predict what the price of a commodity will be in the future. Eventually, those futures contracts in Chicago expire. And when they do, the price is supposed to be very close to an actual cash price. Scott Irwin, University of Illinois ag economist, says that has not been the case lately for soft red winter wheat or soybeans.
Absolutely. When the July 2007 soybean futures contract expired, the futures price was about 80 cents a bushel above the local cash price at the delivery locations at along the Illinois River. And so we just had a fundamental disconnect that was larger than any that we have on record. And everyone is searching for the explanation. What's caused this and how do we fix the problem?
Right now, U of I's Scott Irwin says it appears soybeans and, for that matter, wheat futures in Chicago represent a world or a global price. It is no secret that outside money, primarily from index funds, have been toying with the commodity markets.
We've had this huge wave of new outside investment capital trading or investing in all of our grain futures contracts. And so that can potentially set up a disconnect in terms of value because the contract specifications are written so that the price should reflect, when the contracts expire, the price at the river, Illinois River, in central Illinois.
That's the price of soybeans at expiration. Given that, Irwin says there is nothing wrong if the futures in Chicago represent a world price as long as the contract specifications reflect a world market rather than a narrow cash market like deliveries along the Illinois River. He says there are ways to change the contract specs to make that market work properly.
Cash settlement is one possibility, and that's where you would set up an average price of, say, could be a dozens or hundreds of locations around the U.S. or the Midwest that would be a much broader average. And then instead of settling the contract by physical delivery, all contracts just simply end on the last day and they're settled versus the average price of these cash spot indexes around, say, the Midwest or the whole U.S.
Irwin has been studying the disconnect in the futures market at the Chicago Board of Trade at expiration. He says it causes serious problems for farmers and country elevator operators who have traditionally used futures to manage risk. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.